I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Thursday. We're going to chop it up with our man Ross Tucker, our NFL insider, and he's presented by BetQL. Guys, get the access and data insight the sports books do not want you to see. Be smarter. Bet the books. Download the BetQL app. It's Dukes and Bell. Ross Tucker, the biggest story this week, before we talk about tonight's game, which you're actually calling, and then some other NFL news and notes is obviously John Gruden. I want to get your opinion on what you thought about how this all played out. And I guess the question Mike and I continue to talk about is Gruden ever going to get another shot in the NFL?
Oh, no. I don't think Gruden's ever going to coach at any level again. There might be some college team that, you know, 5 years from now is just desperate and they don't care about the backlash, or they'll just, you know, treat it as a reformation project like we've seen with some other coaches that have had checkered pass, we'll call it. But I don't think it's going to be the NFL. And I say that because it's pretty clear the NFL doesn't want him, right? I mean, my biggest takeaway is I am really surprised that the NFL did this, because they've got this workplace investigation into the Washington football team. It was like a 10-month thing. And they got 650,000 emails, and the net was they fined Washington. Daniel Snyder stepped away. His wife became the CEO, whatever that means, right?
Right.
And then we kind of all forgot about it, and we all kind of put it to rest, put it behind us. And then they chose in the last week or so to leak some of these emails. Somebody at the NFL found out about these emails from Gruden, didn't like him, and decided, you know what, let's get rid of this guy. Let's leak these emails and get him out of there. But when they do that, you know, it just opened up everything else again about the Washington football team investigation. What other emails are there? Why aren't they telling us about these other emails? They really, I am surprised that they thought getting rid of Gruden was worth it to open up sort of this Pandora's box, because that's exactly what happened here. It's not an accident that out of 650,000 emails, these are the only ones we know about. And it is pretty crazy when you think about it. You know, they do an investigation in the Washington football team, and the only real discipline is the Las Vegas Raiders head coach loses his job from things he did when he was working for ESPN. It's just weird.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Ross, Gruden is kind of like a cartoon character. That's why it's fun to do the impression, whether, you know, us or Frank Caliendo or whoever. What is his legacy? Because we're familiar here in Atlanta with Rich McKay. Rich McKay built that roster in Tampa Bay. There's been a lot of things that have come out now, and now Mike Mayock's getting a lot of hassle because is Gruden calling the shots on the roster. Is he a great football man, or was he the right guy when the wheel went round? I mean, what is his legacy just strictly about football?
You know, that's a really good question. I guess the first thing I would tell you is it's hard for it to be just about football. You know, I've learned enough in my 20 years since my rookie year that when something like this happens, people are never going to be able to frame it as just football, even if they say that, right? Like, even if they are only from a football perspective, and
Right. Already
the Bucks have removed his name, or they're going to, from the Ring of Honor. So it's all sort of interrelated. I would say I think he's a good coach. I think he's an overrated coach. You know, I think the facial expressions and what he did on television led people to believe that his track record is better than it really was. I mean, look at his year-by-year record. You know, I thought he did a good job with the Raiders getting that franchise turned around. Then he goes to Tampa, and I think he was at the right place at the right time. That was a defensive dominated team. You know, it's not like it was the offense that lit it on fire. And then they didn't have nearly the amount of success that they really probably should have had after. I mean, guys, I was thinking about this the other day. How many teams, you know, the Rams have two of the top five defensive players, right, with Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald. How many teams have had Hall of Famers at every level of the defense at the same time? I mean, Warren Sapp, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, and I think Rondé Barber will probably get in. I mean, they were absolutely loaded, and I don't even think they ever got to another NFC Championship game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.